aging out of those 55 plus communities. Let's get into it. Today we have with us Tom Krieger, our wonderful team lead of the TJK team. So Tom, today we want to talk a little bit about when exactly is it time to let go of that snowbird home? I think you and I have been talking a bit. There's been some changes in just the feel even of the market in those 55 plus communities. So can you talk to us a little bit about home ownership and short-term rental? Like, what have you noticed?
Well, Jill, thanks a lot. I definitely have a lot to say on this issue, obviously, because I am a senior citizen. So first thing I've noticed this year is in all the markets, the 55 and above communities are slow right now. There's a lot of homes on the market for sale. A lot of homes are sitting on the market for sale. And a lot of sellers, the seniors, are wondering why that is, because the last couple of years they were flying off the market.
They were. So yeah. Why do you have some
thoughts on that? So here's what my thought is, and I think the data will back me up on this. Inflation.
Makes sense.
55 and above people usually have fixed incomes in general. There's always outliers, but in general, they have fixed incomes. Well, inflation's gone up 20-25% depending on where you are in the country. So if I'm on a fixed income and now I've lost my purchasing power by 25%, so the dollar that I had in my pocket is now only three quarters.
That's a huge difference.
Right. So do I have the disposable income to afford a secondary electric bill, a secondary water bill, a secondary phone bill, a secondary gas bill? Do I have the affordable income or the disposable income to afford the HOA fees and the property taxes? Or am I better off doing an Airbnb?
That makes sense. Yeah. I think everybody, you know, immediately jumps to, can I afford the mortgage payment? And then once you start getting into it, there's all the utilities. Those 55 plus communities tend to have some really nice amenities. With that comes that higher HOA fee. And then just the responsibility and the stress of it when something goes wrong, the higher cost for repairs and things.
Yep.
So that would make sense as to why they're thinking, I only use it a few months during the year. Maybe I don't buy, maybe I just rent.
Yeah, think about it. And now here in Tucson, Arizona, where we're at, think about $3,000, $4,000, $4,500 for property taxes, okay? You're looking at somewhere around $300 to $400 a month just in the property taxes. Then you've got HOA fees, and then some of the good 55 and above communities, they can be high as $250, okay? Okay, now we got the electric, and we got the gas. We start factoring all that in. It ends up being about $800 or $900 a month just to own it with no mortgage. So you're talking somewhere between $8,500 and $10,000 a year just to hold the property. Well, if I can rent one of these and I'm only going to be here for 3 months out of the year at, let's say, $3,000 or $3,500, I'm somewhere between $9,000 and $10,500. It's a break-even point. Oh, and I don't have to worry about maintenance.
I was just going to say it's a break-even point and you're saving on the stress.
Yes, and I don't have to buy furniture.
That's true, too.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think because of the financial stress on retirees and the crazy price increases we've had over the last 3 years, the seniors are starting to think, maybe this isn't such a good idea to buy.
And those that have are probably trying to cash in on the equity they've got, hence all of the homes for sale.
Correct. Yeah. And what we're starting to see is almost a reduction in the value. Now, here's another signal that us as real estate agents understand. When the builders start offering extra incentives to the agents to bring the buyers in, we're starting to see that now too. Now, normally industry standard is, and again, no commissions are fixed. We want to make sure there's, you know, that the public understands there's no price fixing. A seller can offer whatever they want to an agent to bring a buyer in, or a seller cannot offer any commission to an agent to bring a buyer in. But the builders right now are offering some, you know, substantial commission rates to the buyers to bring their 55 and above buyers into the community. So that's another, I'm going to say, signal, another, you know, canary in the coal mine that we're having troubles getting seniors to buy in these 55 and above communities that are more luxurious. Now, there are what I'm going to call better priced 55 and above communities in the Tucson area that we can get reasonable prices on houses.
Right.
But if you want to find the resort style 55 and above communities where you've got the pickleball, the tennis, the golf, the pools, the nightclubs and all that. Kind of funny to say nightclubs with the senior citizens, you know, but I'd like to call them day clubs because they're up at 5 a.m.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's some heavy pressure right now in the 55 and above communities.
Okay. I mean, everything you're saying makes sense. I mean, all we've been hearing about is inflation and the cost of living going up. And I think a lot of people are kind of just hitting pause on everything to figure out exactly what it means for them as far as the impact goes.
Yeah. So normal buyers last year hit the pause because of interest rates. Mm-hmm. 55 and above people hit the pause because of inflation rates. Hey everyone, we want to interrupt this episode to let you know that we are a Keller Williams Southern Arizona franchise.
We are also realtors practicing equal housing. Now let's get you back to the podcast.
So, you know, Tom, we're obviously kind of where we are, you know, as far as the market goes with 55 and plus communities. But one thing we talk about is the market is always changing. Do you have any thoughts about what would need to happen in order to see that market pick back up again?
Well, my firm belief is that we need to see the increase in the new cost to build in a 55 and above community slow down. Okay? We're going to need to see that first. Then we're going to need to see that the resale homes are going to sell for probably what they paid for them within a year to a year and a half of when they bought them.
Okay. So we need to see just some stabilization there.
Yeah. Yeah. I also believe that you're going to start seeing more HOAs mm-hmm. put restrictions on 55 and above communities as far as Airbnb-ing them out.
That's true.
You could see them graduate from the 30 days to 6 months, which then puts the onus on the senior citizen doing an Airbnb out to 6 months. So if you use the numbers I used before, 3,000 or 3,500, now we're at 18,000 or 24,000.
And you're
now it maybe makes more sense to own
purchase
the property than to do the Airbnb. So if the HOAs are smart, they'll start taking and extending the minimum amount of time for rentals out mm-hmm. to 6 months, which then will force more people to buy, which means that the people that are in the HOA will support their resale value of their house.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it sounds as though we need to have quite a few things kind of shift around a little bit
yeah.
and kind of catch up to where we are.
Yeah. Get the investor senior citizen out of it and get the home occupant homeowner mm-hmm. full-time
back into the game
yeah okay. And it works the same way for the young as it does for the old yeah. right we've seen BlackRock, we've seen Wall Street come in mm-hmm. and buy up swaths of homes and then only rent them out. We're seeing here in Tucson developments of homes where they're specifically for rentals, 300, 400, 500, 600, 800, 1,000, 1,500 homes mm-hmm. they're building, and they're not going to sell them. They're building them for rentals. Okay.
Right.
Same thing works in the seasoned citizen area too.
Seasoned citizen. I just caught that. That's good.
That's my Rush Limbaugh impersonation.
Well, thank you so much for explaining all this to us and helping us understand, you know, where the market is, where we're projecting it to go. And for those senior citizens, you know, giving them some good pondering points as they make their decisions moving forward.
Yeah. And one last thing for you, Jill. Mm-hmm. You know, when and if you have to move out of a 55 and above community, do the right thing, price it right, then you can sell it. Because the holding costs don't stop. HOA fees don't stop. Taxes don't stop. Utilities don't stop.
They don't stop.
Price it right. Because eventually it'll sell for what the buying public is willing to pay for it.
That is true. Yep. You don't want to be the highest bidder on your own home.
Amen.
All right. Well, appreciate all of you joining us today, and catch us again for our next episode.
Thank you for listening and watching the Nitty Gritty of Real Estate podcast here with the Tom J. Krieger team of Keller Williams Southern Arizona. If you are interested in buying a home, selling a home, or even investing in real estate, we have 5,000 agents across the country that we can connect you to. If you need any free resources, feel free to check out our website at www.thetjkteam.com. We hope you have a great day.